What's up, fellow human beings? Welcome to Peace of Mind. I am your host, Mackenzie Lewis, here to bring you a piece of my mind. This is a safe place where we can talk about spirit, spirit guides, life, sexuality, reality, and life in other realms. So sit back, relax, grab a joint, get comfy, and let's get real. Hello, beautiful human beings. Welcome to Peace of Mind. I'm so happy to have you guys here this week. We're a little more organized this week. We're getting a little more grounded. Recording this video a little earlier than usual, but definitely feeling so much more balanced and able to reflect about some things this week. So I'm excited to get into it with y'all. Updates, life updates. I am still in California. I have been with my family, kind of getting a sense of home again, and it's kind of been interesting, you know. It's a different change. Not only is California as a person different than New York as a person, but like adapting New York Mackenzie back to California Mackenzie is a weird feeling. I was recently talking to my mentor about this thing about, it's called like the hero's journey. I'm gonna put a photo of it on my post. So if you don't follow at Find Your Peace of Mind, you should go hit that up on Instagram and Twitter. But it's this thing about, there's like 8 steps to this journey and the journey of the hero. And it's so it starts with call to adventure, supernatural aid, crossing the threshold, the beginning of transformation. Then we have helpers, mentors, helpers, which are known to be like friends, family, things like that. Death and rebirth, so kind of letting go of this past self and getting into the new. The transformation, which I feel like is the celebration period of like, wow, I feel so brand new. And then there's atonement, which feels more like understanding and being grateful for your growth and being able to reflect. And then we have the return, and then it starts all over. So I've been kind of reflecting into that a lot, just because changing environments is different. We're human beings, we're made to adapt. But this thing about the hero's journey is it allows me to go back and reflect about where I've been and what I've been through and what is leading me to what's going on right now. And also I feel that I have started over a cycle. So it's kind of interesting to look at this because I feel like I am starting a new call to adventure. I'm starting something over again. Because New York was such a hero's journey. I feel like I really went through these stages, and, being able to look back at the kind of, things that have happened in that. And even the time where I did took a semester off, last semester. So obviously we got sent home for COVID, and then I chose to stay home one more semester. So I was home, and that was my call to adventure. It started this new thing. And so to be back here and to be able to reflect upon this new person is very interesting. And I am excited for this new cycle. I feel that I am in my supernatural aid state, which is like, I feel that, I feel that I've kind of healed my time in New York, and I've been able to, not heal, but slow myself down. I feel more grounded here. I'm getting a little more back into the flow of this new environment. But now I'm diving into the nitty gritty. It's like somebody asked me the other day about, do you feel that your spiritual growth is always linear? And I was like, no, hell no. it's like, hell no. I felt like I haven't done readings for the past 4 weeks, just because school was finishing. I was doing finals. I didn't feel good. I wasn't taking care of myself. Like, there was a lot going on. And so I didn't feel that I was able to do the readings because I was just like, how could I mentor somebody? How could I give somebody advice when I can barely get my shit together? And so I feel that I was able to express that to them, that spiritual. And I mean, if you're spiritually woken, you know too, like, this shit is not all fun and games sometimes. And I always say about moments where things do get a little rough and things get a little shady, it's shady in the shadow work. I feel like it's just a preparation to send you on to your next greater power. And I just feel like I realized, finally, with the help of my mentor, Rose is a queen. She helps me reveal things. I'm able to, like, spill, and she's like, she connects the dots. I'm like, and then she connects the dots with me, and then she connects the dots with the ancestors, and it's like, damn, we're all in alignment right now. It's, like, magical. Just about what kind of boundaries I need to set and how I've developed to be this different person, because you work hard in this time period, and obviously when I'm not here, I'm only accountable for myself and getting myself to where I need to be and staying alive. But when you're home with your family, there's different boundaries, and there's new friends and new, you know, different environment. And so I just feel like, yeah, I've been trying to ground that. Also, this big thing with my throat chakra. If y'all have a blocked throat chakra, which I know a lot of my empath friends do, that shit is tough. Literally, my throat chakra has been really fucked up. And, you know, people always say that when you are physically ill with something, it's because you are emotionally ill with something. And I'm not contagious. It is healed. It's actually healing a lot more. I just finished all my antibiotics, so I'm not nasty, but I got strep throat, and it was horrible. If you had strep throat, you literally know that your throat is on fire, and when you talk, your throat hurts. When you breathe, your throat hurts. When you wake up, your throat hurts. It's horrible. I felt like that was a physical representation of my throat chakra being blocked, but I think there was something really essential to talk about this, because I always, if you listened to last week, we did the grounding meditation at the end, and I hope you guys liked it also. I do that before all of my readings. Also, if anybody's listening and would like a reading, I haven't yet done it yet, so I'm going to probably drop it on Instagram and let it be known, but I am doing readings. I'm also adding that, I'm like, maybe this will give you a good time to talk about it. So, like, when I do my readings, if you've never done one with me, we sit down, we start off with a grounding meditation, we go through your chakras, cleanse your body. We basically do what I did in the last podcast, but it's a little more personal because it's just me and you. Also, I feel that every person I do, when I am doing the grounding meditation and we're touching your chakras, I can feel what your chakras feel like. I don't know how to explain that, but yeah, I can just feel. It also kind of helps me tap into the reading, so I can tap into your energy, which I do go over that. I try to be very explanatory about it and be as honest about it and what I do. But I am adding a new part of my readings. If you have a reading for me, you know this, but if you don't, I always pick out a certain amount of crystals before, because before I do your reading, I like to meditate myself, meditate on you, speak to your guides, ask spirit to allow me to give you the message that you need. And so I will be implementing some crystals into my readings. I'm really excited about that. So it will be a little more, but I will send you the crystals that I will send or give you, because we can either do virtual or in person, but be giving you the crystals that I picked before for you, so you have something to remember what we just talked about. And, you know, it's really funny because I just did a reading the other day. So, yeah, this point of this story, before I get on a rampage. One more thing. Also, I am doing cutting cord ceremonies. If you are interested in that as well, I am adding that to my list. I will be posting something so you can know all the details, but have been really working on this. I've had great progress with it, and I would really like to make it a part of something that I do. This all flows together, and I can actually flow. I'm like, oh, I should have waited. Okay, well, let's just flow into this, and we'll come back. Sorry, this is how my brain works. I'm like, my Gemini brain is really showing this episode, because I'm like, oh, wait. back to the root. Sag moon. Yes, Sag moon. Sag full moon. Was doing a lot. We have a lot of astrological things going on this past week or so. Mercury retrograde. If you're not okay, you're not okay, because I'm not okay. Mercury retrograde has brought a lot of past feelings to the surface. Which is also allowing for you to heal things to move forward. As a Gemini, my chart gets beat the fuck up during a Mercury retrograde. I have no rights. I am all ruled by Mercury. All ruled by Mercury. So it is a lot, and I am doing okay, though. I'm doing okay this one. But have had to do some work. It is not easy. It is not all fun and games, but I felt that the way the Sag moon, what the Sag moon brought for me was a release of energy, really interesting. I felt like a lot of people were experiencing this too. It's like the dub up of a full moon and retrograde. The need to release energy about the things that I knew wasn't good, and it's so crazy because, you know, I'm so big about apologizing. And I don't mean the, like, annoying I'm sorry's that we all, I don't know if you all, but I struggle with just saying I'm sorry all the time. But to genuinely apologize to somebody, it's meaningful. And so I did. I expressed my emotions to somebody that I needed to express them to. And it caused for such a release. And, you know, that's what the full moon gave to me. Learning to apologize, learning to forgive, releasing things that I don't need anymore. It's so crazy because I feel like sometimes we get so prideful, but to really genuinely address something with someone, no matter how many fucking years it's been, you could really release something off yourself, but also release something for them. You know, I think sometimes we forget how powerful words are. And as long as you speak truth out of love and you speak your mind and you let those you love know what you feel and need, that's what's going to allow for your voice to be heard. And that means also taking the time to understand how you truly feel. And that's about grounding yourself. That's about not going to other people for advice. That's like taking a moment to sit and be like, how the fuck do I feel? I always talk about this, conversations with yourself. Albert Einstein talked to himself. I talk to myself. I don't know. I think all, maybe just air signs, but all humans need to be talking to themselves. You have to ask yourself, how do you feel? You're not always supposed to be running around and going crazy, but if you just stop for a moment and ask yourself how you feel, maybe you'd understand yourself a little more. And I think that's essential. I think that's really essential to this growth and this part of life. And that's where we get into balance and boundaries, baby. You gotta have balance. And you have to be able to speak your mind and let your voice really do what's right for you. I have these. Oh, also, if you give a reading with me, I have healing mantra cards, which I really like them. And it would be cool for me to heal mantra card you. one of the cards I got is something about, doing what makes you happy and releasing the reactions of others. It's so essential for us to be, and I said this before, I know I say the, I feel like sometimes I'd be repeating myself, but I'm like, guys, this is it. This is the truth. This is it. This is it. Your happiness comes first. What you need to say, your emotions, you know, everybody else is putting their emotions first. So put yours first. You know, it doesn't have to be an aggressive thing, but there needs to be boundaries where you're able to say what you want to say, and the reaction of others doesn't really affect you at the end of the day because you're living for yourself. And if you feel that you're making a decision that is right for you, you go for that, baby. You take that shit and you run it. You run with it and you learn from it. Let's say it does fail. You learn from it. Okay. Well, you have to make choices for yourself. This is your life. This is your story. This is your destiny. I think that's just really central. I feel like the throat chakra has been on my mind. It's been affecting me. And I've also been talking to my friends. My earthy friends have been struggling with that too. My earthy and watery friends have been struggling with that. So I'm talking to y'all. Allow your voice to be heard. Really understand your emotions and express them to people, because that's the only way you can be heard, babe. Essential, essential, essential. I also want to get into, with this boundaries thing, I think there's really something big about breaking expectations. First of all, it's really fucked up to even expect anything out of anyone. And I mean, I can't even say that I've never done that, because I have. I'm a fucking human being. Of course, I've had expectations of people. But do I get let down? Yes. Because why would you have an expectation of somebody that they haven't even agreed upon, you know? I think there's something really important about using... I don't even want to say using. I want to take that back. There's something big about having expectations about people that only disappoints ourselves. And I think it's important to allow for their... I'm sorry, I'm like, grasp what you're trying to... I'm like, grasp what you're trying to say. I'm like, go through the notes. I like write down notes sometimes, so it's able to kind of be a little easier to guide my little conversations. But breaking expectations. Don't have expectations of people, because you're only going to disappoint yourself. And it's also from somebody, and on the opposing side of somebody having expectations of you and then being upset about you not meeting those expectations, it's kind of frustrating, because I never told you that, and I never led for that to be an expectation. Like, you know, you want to be front with people, and that's about using your voice and expressing how you feel and, you know, being honest with somebody and being vocal about your emotions will kind of move you away from breaking expectations. Because if somebody's going to tell you, this is what my mom always said, somebody's going to tell you straight up who the fuck they are. Like, and when somebody tells you straight up who the fuck they are, you listen. Because if somebody's going to reveal something about themselves like that, you have to listen. You have to know what you're signing up for. You have to listen. And to get back into boundaries, I think I'm learning, you know, it's really easy to have... I think it's a lot easier to have boundaries with people who don't matter as much. But the people who are closest to you, you know, people that you've been with, it's hard to create boundaries. And man, I'm like, there was a month where I was literally like, boundary, boundary, boundary. You need a boundary. Give him a boundary. I need a boundary. Boundary me right now. There has to be boundaries. I talk about this all the time, and I have to teach people, and I have to teach myself. When I am talking to somebody and I feel that somebody is, you know, I care. It's not that I do not care. I'm like my empath sisters. We know. We care. But when somebody says something dark, somebody says something emotional, we feel it physically in our bodies. My heart will ache. My stomach will hurt. My body, my bones will sizzle. Like, there's something deep about the way that energy can be passed through word. And I feel that... I was like, dang, that was a... I was like, when people are crossing, when I'm feeling that emotion and I want to listen, but I don't want it to physically affect me, I literally imagine I am wrapping a clear shield right in front of us, because I'm still listening and I still care, but there is something that I need to let your energy stay on that side and let my energy stay here, because I'm not going to be able to help you at my best when I can physically feel what's going on in my body. That's not going to help me. That's not going to enlighten me. That's not going to help you. So I think this thing about boundaries is really essential. I hope you guys can use that too. That's really been helping me. Also just being vocal and the little shield. I even, you know, I was talking to another one of my friends. If you're ever, just some advice, and I probably said it before, but if you're new or whatever, if you're ever doing any tarot readings, doing any meditation, even if you're feeling like you're in a space with very negative energy, take a moment to close your eyes and start from the very top of your head and imagine a sun-like radiant light wrapping around your head, neck, shoulders, arms, fingers, wrapping around the top of your waist, hips, thighs, knees, calves, and feet. And take a moment to recognize that you are protected and that your energy is within you and that you have a radiant sunlight of light protecting you, that all of your energy is within and nobody may come in. And that helps so much. I'm like, my body's tingling just telling you guys about that. Yeah, that was awesome. I'm like, I think I even needed that too. Waking up and putting that on is a beautiful thing. It keeps you safe. It keeps you comforted. I also think sometimes energy can be so intense. So when you kind of reclaim yours, it's a quicker grounding than a whole grounding, but it's a good way to bring yourself back, create that healthy boundary with whoever needs that, and letting that go. Also, I think when we set boundaries with people, they need to be respected, but that doesn't mean that you can't send love and light to them, or like, it doesn't need to be something that is so aggressive. And this is something that I even learned with getting involved with the cutting ties, doing those kind of rituals and things like that. And speaking with my aunt, we're so easy to be like, cut it off, ew, done, cut it, burn it, throw it in the lake. Because that's easier than dealing with the emotion we have. But the reason why these emotions keep creeping up, the reason why these things keep popping up in random times when we don't need them, is because you may have cut them off physically, but you have not internally let them go. And so there's also something about, I always say this, we need to be delicate with our souls. We need to be delicate with our hearts, with our bodies, our minds. We have to be delicate with these things. Also, we all have our own source of trauma, so these things are already really fucking delicate. So it's like holding a baby who can't hold their neck up. You know what I'm talking about? That's how you need to treat your heart, my friend. Like, come on. I'm like, come on, my guys. This is to myself as well. But also, I'm like, I know y'all be feeling me, because it's a lot easier for us to let things go and not look at them. And we're left with so much pain later that we have to deal with that leads into other things. And we walk around with that thing in our closet. I was talking about it this weekend. We have this spiritual closet, and sometimes we have some old ass t-shirt that we don't need, and it's taking up space for something new. And so I've really experienced that, like, physically right now. Like, that's really happening in my life. I'm like, that's very essential. Removing things from my closet to put new things in there, to create space, to allow for there to be new things, you have to release and forgive. And on that note, I feel like I'm gonna leave you guys with that. Release, forgive, be peaceful, create boundaries with the people that need boundaries, create boundaries for yourself, use your voice, be honest with yourself and be honest with others, always speak truth out of love. It's about balance and boundaries, baby. Balance and boundaries. I love you guys. Love yourself. You are beautiful being on this magnificent, crazy-ass motherfucking planet. So know that I love you, and know that there's so much love to be given. Stay peaceful, stay positive, and take care of yourself. Thank you guys so much for joining in on this week's episode. If you love what you heard, please follow along with me on this journey. Remember that the light is always with you and within you. Speak your manifestations aloud. Dedicate some time for yourself today. And remember, you are only human. Peace.